Bryn Bolte now joining us outside, right at the sidelines. Coach, congratulations. That was one whale of an offensive performance by your team today.
Yeah, it kind of made up for a little bit last week where we left some stuff out there. And Wayne's a challenging team to play. They do a good job with their offensive scheme. So we knew we were going to have to score some points. And it was fun. Brandon all had a great day. Young receivers stepped up. We had a lot of guys not out there, unfortunately. So if we get some of those guys back. But it was a good collective team win.
It was back and forth, obviously, in that first half. Took a little while for the offense to get going. But 300-some yards in passing in the first half doesn't get much better than that for you.
No, we certainly been waiting a little bit to see number 10 just sit back and rock the ball around the yard, and he did that today. Just fun to have Brandon out there being able to do it, and he's a different quarterback than we've had the last couple of years. And I'm not bashing the kids we've had. They all did a great job, but he's got a strong arm and has a good rapport and good timing with those receivers.
Well, Biss and I were talking in that first half of, and you've had some great quarterbacks here over the years. I mean, Jeff Martinson and Nate Sanis and
Derek Edholm,
Lance Rongstead. Yep. They didn't have the weapons that Brandon Ault got to throw to. And your veteran guy, Malik Williams, was out for most of the game with an injury, and all these young guys, all they did was catch passes.
Yeah, I mean, Bubba Peters or Bryce Peters, we call him Bubba, but he's different. He's a really good one. He's going to be a kid that you're going to see running around the chat making a lot of big plays for us. So it was his time to shine, and, you know, it's kind of the – man down, man up. I mean, we say it here, sport of football is violent. You're going to have some injuries that prevent some guys being here. If you get the sniffles, you get sat out this year. But, you know, that's just the nature of the beast right now. So, yeah, I mean, it was a different cast of characters out there. But, you know, when you get a trigger man that can go out and do it, then it makes it a little bit easier for everybody.
Well, clearly the game changed in the early part of the third quarter with those back-to-back fumbles. The game was pretty much, I mean, counter-punch. But then you guys got both those fumbles and cashed them in. That is definitely, it seemed to me, where the game turned and you guys were able to pull away.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice whenever you get some turnovers and you go back in the first half where we didn't convert down in the red zone. We had a turnover down there, and we left a lot of points out there today, too. But maybe we got a little conservative in the fourth quarter. Didn't have to be as close as it came down to being, but probably should have let Brandon just sit back there and throw the ball a little bit more. But you know what? A win's a win. 1-0 in the week, and we'll take it. I swear to God, we just make it as interesting as humanly possible here. So, but it is what it is.
Your defense for most of the day seemed to just be pinning their ears back. And when your defense has that mentality, you're going to cause some problems for some teams, aren't you?
Yeah. You know, it'd be nice to watch the film, because I think we were controlling the line of scrimmage for the most part, but they got some gifted players, man. Number one and number six are good football players. Number eight's a nice player. The quarterback was elusive on us, and we got some hits on him, but, man, he got out of some awkward situations. So give them credit. I think John's going to be a pain for a lot of people to prepare for down there in Wayne, so I'll let the let the next opponents go out and try to figure it out.
See you next week down in Mankato, Coach.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bryn Pulte, head coach of the Beavers, here in our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. We'll